Ever feel like you're constantly trying to catch up on the big shifts, the innovations that could really make a difference? Well, today we're diving deep into one, NBR resin. It's getting some serious buzz in sustainability circles.
Exactly. We're looking mainly at the NBR resin benefits for industry report. It gives us that focused view from Symphony Environmental, the British company behind it.
Right. So our goal here is pretty simple. Get you up to speed on what NBR actually is, why it's important for the planet, maybe for business, and, the key things to grasp if you want to stay informed on green tech. Okay, so fundamentally, what is this stuff?
Well, the really interesting part is its makeup. It's 80% natural materials, non-fossil fuel based.
80%? Wow. Okay, that sounds like a big step right
It
away.
is a major shift from typical plastics.
And the report mentioned it doesn't just hang around forever like normal plastic, but
Precisely. It's designed to biodegrade naturally, within months, apparently, out in the environment. Think about all that plastic piling up. This offers a different end-of-life scenario. And importantly, it's also recyclable. So it fits that circular economy idea, too.
Okay, so less fossil fuel, it breaks down, and it's recyclable. That ticks quite a few environmental boxes. Does the report get specific on the environmental benefits, like numbers?
It does. It talks about reducing fossil-based plastic use by over 20% and cutting CO2 emissions too by about 21%.
21% CO2 reduction. Okay.
Yeah, and they give an example, like if a company uses, say, 1,000 tons of regular plastic film, swapping just 20% for NBR could cut around 670 tons of CO2.
Wow, 670 tons from just a 20% switch in that scenario. That's
It's
significant.
not trivial, no. It suggests material choice could be a real tool for companies hitting climate targets.
You can see why businesses focused on sustainability would be interested. But it's not just about being green, is it? Are there like economic upsides?
Oh, definitely. The report points to lower production costs for films because you need less of the traditional, often pricey polymers.
Right, cheaper materials.
And there's another angle, shelf life. For packaged stuff like, say, bread or pastries, NBR apparently has better moisture and oxygen barriers.
Better barriers so things stay fresh longer.
Exactly. Which means less food spoilage, less waste. That saves money all through the supply chain.
That makes sense. A neat overlap of green benefits and, well, saving cash. And it's not just for food packaging. I think I saw agriculture mentioned.
You did. Yeah, for agricultural films, like the ones used on fields, it can apparently help soil quality, reduce water evaporation.
Better soil, less water needed.
And potentially less need for fertilizers and pesticides because the crop protection is better. The suggestion is it could lead to, improved yields and quality.
Better harvests with maybe fewer chemicals. That sounds pretty appealing for farmers. Okay, but what about performance? If you switch to this, does the packaging or the film still work as well? Does it look different?
According to the report, performance is actually a plus. It offers better protection against moisture and oxygen than standard polyethylene films.
Better, not just equivalent.
Apparently better preservation without making the product look worse or affecting quality. Any color difference is supposed to be minimal, basically unnoticeable.
Okay, that's crucial. Sustainability is great, but it can't compromise the product itself. Now, regulations, food contact, safety standards, is it cleared for use?
The report is clear on that. It says NBR meets the major food contact rules in the EU and the US,
Okay.
and it complies with international standards for biodegradability and safety. So the implication is it's market ready and safe.
Good. So the final hurdle then for a company thinking, okay, this sounds interesting. How hard is it to actually adopt? Do they need all new
That
factories?
seems to be one of the main selling points. It's designed to work with existing conventional plastic processing machines.
Really, just drop it in.
Pretty much. No need for massive investment in new equipment, no big retraining push for staff. It's pitched as a hassle-free upgrade.
That ease of adoption is huge, isn't it? Often the biggest barrier.
It certainly removes a major obstacle.
Okay, so if we boil this whole deep dive down, what's the core message on NBR?
I think the main takeaway is that NBR looks like a really practical, responsible alternative to old school plastics. It seems to hit that sweet spot. Potential cost savings, helps with sustainability goals, maybe even improves product quality.
And all without needing a massive overhaul of how things are currently made.
Exactly. It fits into existing systems.
A compelling package, then. It really makes you think. Innovations like this in material science, could they fundamentally change whole industries, change our whole relationship with waste? What other huge problems that seem impossible now might breakthroughs like this start to chip away at, something to ponder?